Yes.
Okay, here we go. And it's Marissa Chasm?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. All right, here we go. Money is our topic as we visit with Marissa Chasm, a consumer trend expert at Intuit. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we're going to cover a lot in a short amount of time, but we're going to hit some key things here, and we're going to talk about financial wellness. And what are some of the top financial stressors and priorities as we're moving into this year?
Sure. So as an Intuit consumer trends expert, it's my job to really better understand how people are thinking and feeling about money and finances. And right now, people are stressed. In fact, 61% of people in our survey reported financial stress, and that's 21% more as compared to last year.
Now, how much of this, and this is something that I know I try to take to heart, and I hope other people would too, and that is looking at your budget, looking at what you're having to spend, being a little more, for lack of a better way, mindful about your money?
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me about that.
Yeah. Being mindful about your money is super important, especially as we look at some of people's top stressors. We're seeing that housing, 76% of people in our survey reported housing and rising rental costs as one of their top stressors. So thinking about how you're spending your money on a monthly and weekly basis is really going to save you from going into overspending or spending things based on your mood.
And that particular process or that particular exercise could also maybe help you, especially if you're married or you're married, you have kids, that sort of thing, to get a better handle on what you're spending and why.
Yeah. I mean, children have their own individual cost on their own. And doing these things with your children when you're creating, say, for example, one of my tips is creating a money date. And whether that's on a weekly or a monthly basis, you're taking, you know, finance Fridays and you're looking at your bank account and you're monitoring your spending. Does everything look in tip-top shape? Have you been spending more than you budgeted? Is that return that you returned last week, is the credit back in your account? Is there a subscription you can let go of for a service you're no longer using? But taking your kids along the journey will also start healthy financial habits and practices at an early age up front.
Well, this gets all back to breaking the money taboo. Conversations about money, people seem to be resistant to do them. How do you break out of that?
Yeah, the money conversation, the money taboo is no longer. It's so fascinating to see that over 60% of Gen Z and millennials want to hear more about money. So whether they're having peer-to-peer conversations, you know, tapping into peer-to-peer mentorship, hey, how did you get your first job? How did you negotiate your first salary? What is the market paying for a skill set like mine? Just really keeping the conversations open, honest, and constructive, especially if you're navigating money issues like student loans. It's so important. And at the end of the day, it's helping everyone out.
Let's talk a little bit more about having a game plan for dealing with money or even dealing with money meltdowns. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So another one of my tips is creating an emergency fund. We hear that saving is important, but truly, if you're putting away $5 to $10 a month, over time, it's going to add up and create that cushion for you that you're going to need at one point or another. All of us need the cushion. So thinking about saving is super key as part of a healthy financial wellness routine. Another tip I give is side hustling. We're in a multiple gigs economy where technology has become widely accessible to so many of us. So whether you're trying to create supplemental income by maybe driving Uber on the weekends, or you're dog walking, or you're babysitting, maybe you're selling crafts you make at the local farmer's market. These are different types of things you can take upon yourself to create supplemental income through multiple gigs.
Sounds to me, and as we wrap this up with Marissa Chasm from Intuit, it sounds to me like being intentional and also looking very carefully at what you're spending and ways to either increase what you bring in or decrease what goes out.
Absolutely. Always be intentional about your money.
If anybody has any questions about what we've talked about, how can they get in touch?
Sure. So if people are looking for more tips or resources, they can always join the Intuit blog at Intuit.com for more information.
We've been visiting with Marissa Chasm. She is a consumer trend expert and Intuit. We have been talking about money, and we do thank you for stopping by. We do appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.